99.7 KFRC, the Bay Area's classic hits. Cammy and Dean here this morning. Good to have you with us. Sunny skies, beautiful out there. Clear as a bell.
Oh, right now the Bay Bridge is stunning. This is picture, postcard picture, perfect, or whatever.
Yeah. September Bay Area weather.
It is perfect. And very last day of summer, so get out and enjoy it if you can. And speaking of Joy, well, she's with us right now from The View, Joy Behar. Hi.
Good morning. You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
We're talking
How are you?
We're a little discombobulated.
I hear you.
I know.
I got to tell you, it's all shih tzu kakapoopoo around here.
That's what I like. A shih tzu kakapoopoo day.
It should be. You know, it's funny because these designer dogs are getting more and more crazy. My friend just bought a peek-a-poo, which I've never
heard of. Yeah, but that's only two. See, mine was three things.
How did that happen? How did that work?
Well, there's two poodles in there somewhere. The mother and father are like part poodle. Then the mother and father are part, one is part cocker, puss spaniel, and the other one is shih tzu.
Wait a minute. You're describing The View.
That's funny. And which one of us is the shih tzu with the poodle and the cocker?
We're going to be very PC and not answer that question.
Don't. Better to leave it alone. But you didn't tell them why we are saying these words.
Oh, you're right. Let's go back to the shih tzu cockapoo-poo.
let's get that done.
Okay, otherwise the FCC will be all over us. But what it is a children's book.
It's got to do with the breeds. It's not got to do with anything that the FCC has to concern itself with.
Thank God.
Because it's a cocker spaniel in the middle, and the poodle means poodle and poodle. Poo-poo. Get it?
Love it.
Anyway, it's a book. It's called Shih Tzu Kakapoo-poo, My Kind of Dog. It's in the bookstores today. Go to the Borders, go to Barnes & Noble, pick up a book, bring it to your kids. It's for little kids. They love to say cock-a-poo-poo, cock-a-poo-poo all day long, these kids.
So does Dean.
So what got you to write this?
Well, you know, it's about a little dog who's left out because he's not a purebred, doesn't look right. He's got weird features, like, you know, some of us out there. And they don't fit. People like that don't fit in. And dogs like that don't fit in with the long-haired, you know, Afghanadoodles. So he has to do something to like make his bones, the dog, and he gets them to play ball, and then they get into it, and everybody's happy, and it's a hullabaloo of hounds. And that's what the book's about. Didn't you experience that in your lives, either one of you?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, unless you're born like, you know, looking like Christy Brinkley or something, it's really not that easy for a girl. Although, look what happened to poor Christy.
Exactly.
Beautiful as she is, the men cannot take her. Why?
It's an age-old question. Who knows?
She's too nice, maybe. Because when you grow up that gorgeous, you get to be a nice person because everybody treats you nice, you know?
Right.
And well, you get to be nice, too. Well, then you get bitchy later, but whatever.
Now, do you yourself have a shih tzu kakapoo-poo?
Well, that particular shih tzu kakapoo-poo died. Even though Max, he had a wedding on The View, Tony Randall officiated, Barbara Walters was a maid of honor, and we had a whole wedding for that dog, but then he went on to doggy heaven, as they do, and that's the tragedy of dogs, that they don't live that long, so you have to love them while they're here.
You got that right.
Do you have a dog now?
I have two dogs. These two, Gracie and Tallulah, are mixed breeds also. They're either part King Charles, whatever, spaniel, and the other part, I think, is the shih tzu. I also have a cat named Benito Pussolini, and I think I'm going to write a book about him now, because he's quite a mouser.
All right, so, now can we go back to The View?
Yes, now we can talk about The View.
All right. Well, we do enjoy having Rosie in the mix.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
But does Rosie make Elizabeth cry every day?
No, read the New York Times today. There's a whole article about it, about how she does. It's not true. I've been there. I would tell you.
Okay.
You'd be able to read it in my voice. She does not do that, and that's not where they're at right now. I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows? That's what's great about The View. You never know what's going to happen. It's like a living soap opera. But last Sunday, she was up at her house with her kid. I know that. And they've been getting along famously. And even when they argue politically, although we haven't gotten into anything too heavy, they seem to be getting along, you know?
Well, that is what's so exciting about watching it. One of the reasons is just they've got, you know, these strong personalities and seeing how you're all able to get your point across and still be friends at the end of the show.
Right, exactly, which is the way you're supposed to be in real life. You know, women are supposed to be able to be assertive with each other and tell the truth, not necessarily the personal truth, like you look fat in that outfit. We don't need to hear that. But I don't agree with you on George Bush, and I think that you're very misguided if you agree with his policies. Well, then I think you're in the right ballpark.
Oh, that sounds so civilized.
Do you think he's the devil? I mean, Hugo Chavez called him the devil. Is he the devil?
He's a semi-devil, maybe. I don't know. Look, they're all heads of state are devils in many ways. Although we met one, that's going to be on the show next week, who is the president of Chile, a woman who was tortured and beaten by the Pinochet people, and she's the president now, and she forgave all of her torturers. See, so the torturers are the devils, really, I think, you know. But the heads of state, they all have politics behind them. Even this idiot in Iran, this guy that everybody hates now.
Hey, don't you think he looks like Ringo Starr?
Yeah, we call him Ringo.
He does a little bit. You know, you're right. It's the schnoz.
Yeah.
He's got the schnozola.
He does. He looks like Ringo.
But Ringo, whatever his finger by, what's his last name? Like, who could say
Star.
It? Nobody. he's working to his constituency, too. You know, they're all playing to their base.
Well, of course.
So this one says he's a devil. The other one says he's a, what do you call
A Shih Tzu cock-a-poo-poo.
They call him a Shih Tzu cock-a-poo-poo. Whatever it is, it's to rally the base and get people to go out and buy the book.
There you go.
Well, Joy, we'll let you go. We know you got a very busy day ahead of you. The book is out today, Shih Tzu cock-a-poo-poo.
My kind of dog.
Thank you
so
much.
You can go on Amazon also, of course, and get it.
Super.
All right, Joy, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
She's so funny.
Oh.
She's the best part of The View.
Crazy woman.
I mean, I love Rosie, but
Crazy woman.
Joy's the best.
Oh,
she's got the Brenda Vaccaro thing going, too.
I know.
I noticed Katie Couric has that going as well.
Does she?
Yeah. Listen to her. She's got the breaking up of the voice thing. Yeah.
Well, she's stressed. Really? She's smoking six packs a day.
Is that what it is?
Edward R. Murrow just comes into her body and just a chain smoke.